Braisa says on Shabbos you're not allowed to knead flour from grain that was toasted. Others say it may be done. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to mix this toasted grain flour with water and stir it with a spoon, which is the equivalent of kneading, and that one may drink Egyptian zesum, although it has medicinal properties, is mutter because people drink it as a regular drink as well. Chissa says that the others is Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yehuda, and he allows it when the kneading is done in an unusual manner, which can be achieved by doing a small amount at a time. Fact number, the beginning of the Braisa says you're not allowed to knead it. The end of the Braisa says you're allowed to do something which is equivalent to the kneading. It's nicer each other. And for the Gemara, the beginning of the Braisa is talking about when it's a thick mixture, which is an usher to mix. The end is talking about when it's a very thin mixture, and that's why it's mutter. Gemara explains that even the thin mixture may only be mixed when it's done in an unusual manner. Rabbi Yosef explains, during the week, one normally pours the vinegar and then adds the flour. On Shabbos, one should first pour the flour and then add the vinegar. Levi, the son of Rehuna Bachia, found the one in charge of his father's animals kneading grain with water and giving it to the ox to eat. On Shabbos, he kicked him as a display of his disapproval for doing that. On Shabbos, Rehuna Bachia said to his son Levi, your mother's father, who was Rabbi Yemir Ba'aba in the name of Rav, said that you're allowed to knead this mixture for animals, but he's not allowed to force feed the animals unless the animal is young and doesn't know how to eat, in which case you even allowed to force feed to some extent such an animal, but any such kneading may be done in an unusual manner. Rav Yemer Bar Shlami, the name of Abaya, says one should mix it once vertically and once horizontally. That's considered to be unusual. It won't get mixed well like that. Rav Yehuda says he can shake the entire keli to mix the contents. In the notebook of the Zairi it was written, he said, I asked my Rebbe Reb Chia, what's the halacha regarding kneading on Shabbos? And he said, it's usur. I asked, what's the halacha with regard to moving food from one keli, from the keli of one animal to the keli of another animal? He said, it's mutter. Ranashia says, one may place one portion of food in front of one animal and two portions of food in front of two animals, but never more than a one-to-one ratio of food for portions to animals. Rabbi Yosef and Ula say there is no such limit. In the notebook of Levi, it was that I told my Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKadosh that people were kneading shesisa in Bavel, and he yelled to try to stop the practice, but no one would listen because Rabbi Yosef, son of Yehuda, had allowed it. It was written in a notebook of Rabbi Shimon Levi. He says, someone born on Sunday will be a man with one characteristic and no other, meaning either totally good or totally bad, because dark and light were created on Sunday. Someone born on Monday will be a man with a temper, because the waters were divided on Monday. Someone born on Tuesday will be a wealthy person and one steeped in znus, because the grasses were created on Tuesday, which grow quickly and mixed with different species of grass. Someone born on Wednesday will be smart and will shine the sun and moon created on Wednesday. Someone born on Thursday will be a man who performs kindness, because the fish and the birds were created on Thursday, and they don't work hard for the food which Hashem provides them through kindness. Someone born on Friday will work tirelessly to do mitzvahs. Someone born on Shabbos will die on Shabbos, because they had to be mechal Shabbos for his birth. But he will also be called a great and holy man. Rechanina said, go tell the son of Levi that the day of the birth doesn't affect how the person will be. It's the hour of birth that makes a difference. Someone born in the time of the sun, the mazel of the sun, he will look nice, will eat and drink from his own, and his secrets will be revealed, and he will not be a successful thief. Someone born in the koich of Noiga will be wealthy and Stephen's nose. Someone born in the time of koichav will be wise. Someone born in the time of the moon will be one who suffers, who builds and destroys, eats and drinks from others, and secrets will remain hidden. Therefore, he'll be a successful thief. Someone born at the time of Shabsai, all his plans will be bottled. Others say it means all the plans against him will become bottled. Someone born in the time of Tzedek will be a righteous. In the time of Madim will be one who spills blood. Rashi explains this person can be a bloodletter, a thief, a butcher, or a moil. Rabbi said, I was born in Madim, I don't spill blood. I said, you do, because you judge cases and you punish people, which is the equivalent of killing them. Rechanina says, a person's mazel decides his intelligence and his wealth, and Yidden are subject to mazel. Rabbi Yechanan says, Yidden are not subject to mazel. Ein mazel Yisrael. Rav also says that Ein Mazel Yisrael, because Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said, when Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, I have no children, and Ben Beisi Yoyresh Oisi, what he was saying was that based on astrology, I'm not destined to have any children. Hashem told him, Yidden are not bound by Mazel. They told him, Yoytze Oisei Hachutze, he said, go out, you're not bound by what the astrologers see, you're not bound by Mazel. Shmuel also says, Yidden are not subject to Mazel, because Shmuel was sitting with Avlet, and was a non-Jewish Chacham, and people were passing by on the way to the swamp, and Avlet said regarding one of the particular people, he said, oh, that person's going to get bitten by a snake, and he's not going to return alive. Shmuel said, if he's a Yid, he'll return, because Yidden are not subject to Mazel. The man did return alive, and Avlet discovered a dead snake in the person's load of reeds. When asked by Shmuel, the man described that he had done a mitzvah tzedakah and prevented another person also from getting embarrassed. Shmuel says, because of this mitzvah, that his life was saved. From the stories of Rekiva, we also see that Yidden are not subject to Mazel, because astrologers are told of Rekiva that his daughter would die from a snake bite on the day of her wedding. The morning after her wedding, she found that a pin that she had stuck into the wall was stuck right into the eye of a snake, killing it. Rabbi Kiva asked her what mitzvah she must have done in order to merit getting this saved like this. She explained that during her wedding, she saw a poor man looking for food and gave him her own plate. Rabbi Kiva said, tzedakah is tatzel mimavas. From the stories of Nachman Yitzchak, we also see that Yidden are not subject to Mazel, because the astrologer told Nachman Yitzchak's mother that her son will be a thief. She told him to make sure that he always wears his head covered, so that he should always have the Yirah Shemayim on top of him, and that he should daven, they should do Averis. One day, his head covering fell off, and he immediately stole a fruit off a tree. Dr. Mishnah, you're allowed to cut up melons for animals and a nevela for a dog. Rabbi Huda says if the nevela was not yet dead when Shabbos began, you can't cut it up because it wasn't fit for a dog at the onset of Shabbos. Dr. Ula passes like Rabbi Huda holds a muksa. Rav also passes like Rabbi Huda because we see this from the fact that Rav says that the mats used on ships can't be used on Shabbos. Levi also passes like Rabbi Huda. We see this from the fact that Levi would only passkin about a possible treifa animal on Yom Tov when it was on a garbage dump because he held it would become muksa if it was a treifa since it wasn't even fit for a dog at the onset of Yom Tov. Shmuel, on the other hand, passes like Rav Shimon, who does not hold a mukzer. Ze'iri also passes like Rav Shimon, because he says that the only dead animal that's also to move on Yom Tov is an animal of Kaddishim, because in that case there's absolutely no use for it, and therefore even Rav Shimon would agree that it's mukzer. Rav Yechanan also passes like Rav Shimon.